This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Angel Medical Center in Franklin has been in the business of delivering babies for more than 60 years now, but all of that is about to change come midsummer. Mission Health, which runs the small community hospital, announced it will be discontinuing child labor and delivery services at the facility in July. The decision is unpopular with young people in Macon County.
It's no good. Nobody should have to drive to Highlands or Silva or Asheville to deliver a baby.
That's Franklin resident Jennifer Wallace, who recently had both of her children at Angel.
The women's unit is very knowledgeable, friendly, caring. They help a lot. They reassure you, especially if you're scared. Both my kids were C-sections, and that was scary.
Wallace says most of the young families in her part of Western North Carolina simply don't have the means to commute to Asheville for deliveries, and have come to depend on Angel's labor and delivery unit over the years.
There's a lot of people I know right now that are pregnant and don't have cars. And then there's the point of, yeah, I want to be in the delivery room having a baby, but my husband still has to work. How is he going to work and then drive all the way over to Asheville to visit just for a few hours and then come back to Franklin to get enough sleep to go to work the next day? Mm-hmm. And then siblings. My 15-month-old daughter had to stay with Papaw while I was delivering her little brother, and she wouldn't have been able to come and visit if we were all the way in Asheville. That'd be very inconvenient for everybody.
But Wallace isn't the only one upset by Mission's move.
I was born at this hospital. My father was born at this hospital.
That's Krista Juarez of Macon County.
It makes me sad that they're closing this, the labor and delivery unit, because I don't really think they know how it's going to affect mothers, especially ones that go into preterm labor.
Juarez is a mother of four, three of which were born prematurely at Angel, one of the few hospitals in the region currently equipped to handle premature deliveries.
For them to say, oh, okay, we'll just go to the ER here and we'll transfer you, that's going to leave a lot of mothers that are going to be put into danger, or their babies put into danger.
After finding out about Mission's decision, Juarez started an online petition at change.org on Wednesday. In just one day, she collected about 1,000 signatures. And for 38-year-old Daniel Johnson, who also signed the petition, Mission's decision is yet another example of how the needs of a small community are negligible to big business.
You know, ultimately, it's sad that it's coming down to just to be about the money. The problem is that a good percentage of their payers, or the people who go there, are Medicaid patients. And that's always going to be the case when you go to a rural area. There's going to be a higher concentration of the population that is lower income.
Johnson's wife is one of the 12 full-time nurses on Angel's labor and delivery unit, and he says once it finally closes on July 14th, she'll likely be out of work.
So her job will be, it's gone. It will be as of July 14th, her job is gone. I mean, she could go to, you know, another part of Mission, you know, or not, but she's not guaranteed a job anywhere.
The decision has proven so unpopular, local leadership is now getting involved. County Commissioner Ronnie Beal, who was also born at Angel, says he's shocked by the news. And Representative Kevin Corbin strongly opposes the decision, urging the hospital to look at the bigger picture. According to Franklin Mayor Bob Scott, Mission's decision also has economic implications for the town.
We are ripe for a regional medical center. I would hope, number one, that Mission would reconsider the delivery services. And number two, look with the town at making this a regional medical center.
In a written statement, Mission President Karen Gorby said that the hospital appreciates the concerns expressed by the community. However, the decision was a difficult one to make. But based on analyses of the community's long-term needs, it firmly believes the decision is in the best interests of Macon County. A special press conference has been scheduled for Friday morning at Mission in Asheville. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.